Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to our Shmiras HaLashon project to talk before we speak, part 15 of 120. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Ulufa'amim, sometimes a person is also in violation on Isur Chanufa, on flattering a person improperly, people-pleasing, affirming their negative behavior, which according to some is a distinct violation from the Torah, lo sachanifu es haaretz, do not do flattery in the world. In other words, not to affirm negative behavior by being a smooth talker or affirming people's wrong behavior. The Chafetz Chaim gives the example, if a person knows that a certain person hates somebody and therefore recites Lashon Hara in front of them in order to be motzei chen be'einav, in order to find favor in their eyes, hu avon pelili, it's a tremendous violation. Ki ama'at, because not only is he not rebuking the person and setting him straight for hating this person, Gam yachasik b'sipura v'sasina, he's encouraging the hatred and the power struggle. He's encouraging the person to continue acting foolishly because he's affirming the fallout between them. V'yivoled mizeh machlokes chadosha, and he might even be causing a renewed argument. Chafetz Chaim writes that this is very common, sometimes not even by speaking Lashon Hara, but even by menaneya rosha, by nodding in affirmation to something that was said. If the thing that was said was shalom min hadin, it was a criticism that would not stand up according to Torah perspective, and he nods in affirmation, he gives a smile perhaps, Mosif ezatevos lefgom, if he adds just a few words, so even though he's doing it because he has very personal motivators, self-preservation, and under the dechak, the pressure, he wants to agree to the Lashon Hara that's being said. It's being said by a person who's important in the community, or he figures if he sits there dumbly, they're going to make fun of him. Chayev adam limsar atzmo lasakana, a person has to be willing to take those risks. Va'ayasies nafsho avon ashma kazeh, and not to get involved with such an enormous sin. As Chazal tell us, mutav sheyikari adam shota kol yomav, better to be viewed as a fool, but in front of Hashem, you would be a righteous person. If you can't be mochiach, if you can't set them straight, at least don't be mechanef them. Now, this doesn't mean that if a person did something wrong, you can't speak pleasantly to them. We certainly have dan lekav schos, teshuva, all kinds of concepts. But what we're talking about here is when the person is doing the wrong, or if their very essence represents the wrong. They hold a position wrongly, they take positions regularly, they become the banner child for bad behavior. So that would be chanifa, to speak favorably about them in a flattering, people-pleasing way, even though obviously you don't believe that it's positive, but you want to speak positively to protect yourself or gain friends. The classic case of Chanifa is listed in a Gemara in Sota regarding a king at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash by the name of Agrippus. Agrippus was from the Edomium, he was not Jewish, and he was not descended from Jews. He was reading in the Torah when he came to the Pasuk, you're not allowed to appoint a Ish Nochri, a foreign person. He began to cry because he was a righteous person and he realized that he was not qualified to be a king on Klal Yisrael. And the rabbis who were present said Achinu ata. No, you're our brother. It's okay. It's good. And that was an act of chanifa, because he was finally realizing that something's wrong. And even if he wouldn't abdicate the throne, but at least he should realize that under the circumstances, based on the Romans, based on whoever, but he's doing something that's incorrect. And instead, they affirmed it as if it's okay, it's good, as if he's doing the right thing. At that moment, they deserved punishment because they're affirming, they're smooth-talking somebody in the midst of bad behavior, and this is true also if the bad behavior is Lashon Hara, which is being recited. The Chafetz Chaim continues and tells us that the lav lo sekalel cheresh, you should not curse a deaf person, also applies here, following the pattern that we've mentioned, that the Torah sometimes says the lav, even in the most unlikely of cases. Even if he's deaf, you're not allowed to curse him. And certainly, a person who's not deaf, also there's a restriction, you're not allowed to curse them or bring up the Lashon Hara in a way of anger to the point that in the excitement, in the anger, a person would do something that they're not allowed to do. We mentioned 17 lavim that are common to be violated in different applications. In addition, if a person speaks badly about a Jew to a non-Jew, you might also have an additional problem that he's activating anti-Semitism. Lefa'amim b'chlal masar, you don't know how that other party will react. And all of this is in addition to the basic lavim of Motzi Shemra, based on the psukim, intrinsic to Lashon Hara. These are all side violations that a person can be in violation of. For example, if he speaks about a widow, if he speaks about an orphan, if he causes certain types of anger, these are all additional considerations to be aware of and to motivate us to think before we speak. Thank you for joining. All the best.